Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Matt Pruitt, and this is Tech Break here on Twit TV. Hope y'all doing well. I'm unbelievable, as always. I wanted to drop in and just share a bit of news with you on the photography side of things yet again. And it's regarding a nice, simple photography app. Now, back on, I think it was episode 87, a show on my show, Hands-On Photography, I talked about the news swirling around Instagram, quote, not being a photo sharing app anymore. Well, there's some truth to that. They're more of a content app. It's not just photos. And that was quite a polarizing discussion between the powers that be at Instagram, as well as the photography community. And, you know, it made people think, what should I do now that Instagram isn't necessarily focusing on photographs? You had the likes of Flickr and other services out there, but it's hard to tell where people are really going to go. Well, just recently, there's a company called Glass Labs, and they announced their app, Glass. This is a nice, interesting, photo-focused app, currently only available on iOS. But as they say, this app is all about your photos. That's it. You still get all of the social aspects of any other social media app for sharing your content out. But there's no stuff about trying to drive up engagement and trying to fight algorithms and things of that nature. That's what they claim in their press kit. But this looks quite nice, but you have to understand this is a free app, but it's not a free service. At the time of launch, you can get this for $4.99 a month only on iOS, or you can pay an annual fee and get it for right now at launch $29.99 or regularly $49.99. I did not get access to that because I'm not an iOS person. I could probably try to install it on my iPad, but where is my iPad? No idea. But what they sent in the press kit is it's a nice looking app. It really reminds me of some of the other services that are out there, such as Flickr, such as Smugmo, such as IM. But my thoughts are if a photographer is going out there and trying to grow their brand and things like that, is this an app that they're going to use? Is Glass the app for that? Because if there's nobody else really using the service, how can you get discovered there? I think that's an honest question. Let me know your thoughts on this. Hit me up on Twitter or Instagram. Yes, I still use Instagram. I am @_Pruitt on either of those platforms. But I find this interesting. I'm going to see if I can get this installed on my iPad and check it out. It looks beautiful. They're saying, you know, again, we're going to be able to let your photos be front and center on this app. It's not going to be a ton of compression like the other apps do. So we shall see. I'm going to try it out. Let me know if you try it out, too. All right, folks, thanks for watching. Be sure to give me a follow. Be sure to check out my show, Hands-On Photography, at twit.tv/hop. And we'll see you next time here on Tech Break.